Okay, today's daf is the Bava Basra daf Kuf Nun Tes. Kuf Nun Tes, the last daf in Perek Mishameis. But just before we start, I noted when I gave the daf yesterday, the previous one I had given from the previous cycle, and there were three lines that I had skipped from the previous cycle, meaning at the end of the 2 days ago's daf that I didn't do at the beginning of yesterday's daf. So just to fill those in, so we have a complete unit, obviously, online, so let's just go back to Kuf Nun Zayin and Mabez, the last five lines, and read those quickly, and then we'll get back to our daf on daf Kuf Nun Tes. And again, today's daf is sponsored by the Orlinsky family, the Lezecher Nishmas, Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Usher HaKohen, survivor of Auschwitz, whose yard site is this week. So we thank the Orlinsky for the sponsorships. And we also, today's shiur is also dedicated to Ilan Nishmas Avram Chaim Ben Ruvain Peretz. Avram Chaim Ben Ruvain Peretz. We thank all the sponsors for the sponsorship. So again, Kuf Nun Tes, but let's just read the last few lines of Kuf Nun Zayin. Amid Beis, if you remember, we were discussing there whether one can be Meshabed on a Dover Shloba La'olam, so to speak. Makne does not work on a Dover Shloba La'olam. What about Meshabed? And what about lava, v'chlava, v'chazar, v'kana? If somebody borrows money, and then borrows money, and then buys something, and then sells it to a lokeach. So what's the halacha? So we had a discussion there about what the halacha is, and the Gemara said, yachloku. The last section on Kufnun Zayinim Abayi said, meisve, l'shava kakos ketsa, we brought a brisa, harei shemokar sadalacha veiro v'shpicha, if somebody sold a piece of land to their friend, and then the friend appreciated it, Uba Balchov Vitarfa, and the Balchov comes and is Toref, Kishihu Gove, Gove Sakarin, Minachasim Mishubatim, Vesa Shalak, Minachasim Bechorin. The Balchov could take the Karen, the principal, from Nachasim Mishubatim, but the Shalak only from Nachasim Bechorin, but Vim Isa. But if it's true that we hold Yachloku in these cases, Chatzi Shalak Mibailei, shouldn't the Balch, the Lokeach, and the Malveh split it? They both want part of it. The Gemara says, okay, you're right, my govenami, diktani chatzi shevach. It means the chatzi shevach, doesn't mean the whole shevach, so it could fit into the shita of yachlokum. Okay, that just finishes up from Kuf Nun Zayin. Now let's get back to where we are. Kuf Nun Ches Amid Beis, we are at the two dots. So we just had a discussion in the Mishnah about the final case of Safek in our Perek, where the question was, who died first, him or his mother? Nafal Abayas Alav Alimo. So they both agree that Yachloku, everybody agrees, according to the Tanakhama, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that you split it in that case, because they're all, as the Rashbam explained, they're all coming from, with equal tainas. Rashbam said, Shneim boy mikoach tainas Yerushas Nechasim. They're both coming from a standpoint of Yerusha. It's not like one's a Balchov. It's not like one's a husband. So, therefore you split it. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, I think there's a machlokas here too. Nechasim bechezkasan. Machlokas tadakam and Rabbi Akiva about the machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And on that, Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, we're so upset about the machlokas that we already have. We can't deal with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. You're trying to add on? We finally have one that we say that maybe there's no machlokas. And you're saying there is a machlokas. So that's why Ben Azai was upset. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Simlai, Ada Amra Ben Azai Tamen Chavad Rabbi Akiva Havei. From the fact that Ben Azai talks in first person to second person to Rabbi Akiva and says, you, so that shows that he must be on a somewhat of a colleague level. Because as we know, when we speak to the great Rosh Yeshiva, we always speak in third person. The fact that Ben Azai speaks in second person to Rabbi Akiva, it must be that he wasn't just a Talmud, but he was a Talmud Chaver. A Talmud that was also somewhat on the same level as him. Talmud Chaver, a colleague level. So that's what the Gemara just says, parenthetically, that Ben Azai must have been a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Akiva. To Amar Lei Shebata, because he says, you. Good. Shalchu mitam. Now we continue to the next sugya. We have a statement. The statement came from Eretz Yisrael. Ben shelava benichse aviv b'chaye aviv v'meis. A son that borrows benichse aviv, borrows against his father's property in the father's lifetime, and then the father dies, b'no motzi v'yad alakuchos. The son can be motzi from lakuchos. We have no idea what this case is. What lakuchos are there? The son borrows. Did he sell something? Very unclear what this statement is, but there was some psak in Dine Mamanis that came from Eretz Yisrael, and We have to figure out exactly what it was. And whatever that psak was, the brisa ends off, v'zui shekasha b'dini mamanis. And it's a very, very difficult chita and psak to understand. Whatever the psak is, which you don't know what it is. But that's the misora. Something about a son borrowing, somebody dying, being motzi from the kuchos, and that fact that they can be motzi from the kuchos is difficult. So, we have to figure out exactly what that means. We're going to have, four or five suggestions on today's amud, exactly what that means. So the Gemara asks, Lava, my mafik. He borrowed, so who's going to be motzi from Lukuchos? He just borrowed money, right? What is going on here? Says the Rashbam, v'chi b'shvil shelava mamon b'chayi aviv, because he borrowed money in his father's lifetime. Yotzi miyad alukuchos mashemacher lahen aviv. So he borrowed money from the during his life, so he's going to be motzi from who the father sold to. What does one have to do with the other? V'od lukuchos b'avite. What kind of buyers are we talking about here? Who bought? We don't know what's the case. So Elas, the Gemara says, try number one. Ela I itmar, hachi itmar. If you want to suggest the following, this is number one. Ben shemachar benichsei aviv, b'chayei aviv. A son that sells property, benichsei aviv, b'chayei aviv. What does that mean? Vames. The son sells property of the father that he is expecting to get b'Yerusha. Right, he doesn't have it yet, b'Yerusha. But he expects to get it b'Yerusha. But, Rachman al-Islam, the son dies first. So he never gets it. He never got the property of the father. So then, what is the halacha? Bino, the grandson, the son of the son, motzi miyad al-kuchos. He can be motzi from l'kuchos. Why? Because the Gemara is assuming, because the son, when he sold, he was selling al-das that he was going to get it. It was somewhat earmarked for him already. And now the grandson is stepping into his shoes, so to speak. So motzi miyad al-kuchos. So he could be motzi from l'kuchos after the grandfather dies. Right? After the grandfather died. Obviously, the grandfather's alive. It's still his property. But if the grandfather, if the son dies, and then the grandfather dies, so then the grandson can be motzi from the l'kuchos, the property that the son sold, before he died, obviously, and before his father, the grandfather had died, because the grandson could say that my father didn't have any rights to sell it. Because when he sold it, his father was still alive. He didn't get the Yerusha yet. So I'm yarshining my grandfather. My father had no rights to sell this. It really belonged to my grandfather. My grandfather died. Now I'm getting Yerusha from him. That's the suggestion the Gemara makes. That was the Shalchu Mitam. And the Gemara now explains, the Zui Shekasha B'dini Mamanis, and this is what's difficult in this psak of Dini Mamanis. Well, what's the difficulty? The Lemrulei Avuch Mazvin V'at Mafik. Because the Lukuchos could say, your father sold and now you're being Motzi. You're Yarshin, your father. So how could it be that your father did something and now you're undermining what your father did? So therefore, that is the difficulty in the claim. Before we continue, the Rishonim ask here, I don't understand. Why is that so difficult? It's a perfectly understandable psak. Why? As we just explained, the father had no rights to sell it. It wasn't his yet when he sold it. Again, what are we talking about? Let's talk about Yaakov, Reuven, and Chanoch. Those are the three to put names. So when Reuven sold the property, when Yaakov was still alive, it wasn't Reuven's yet. So we're explaining that Chanoch could take it, but it's really difficult to understand. Why is it difficult to understand? Ask Tosfos Vetema on top. Lama lo yuchal lohotzi miyad l'kuchos. What's the problem? Why can't he be motzi? He, Chanoch, be motzi from l'kuchos. Afilu l'man d'amar adamakna davar shlo bal olam. Even according to the opinion that you could sell something that's lo bal olam, as we've discussed five or six times already in this Masechta, even a couple of days ago. So here you might say, well, Ruvi could sell it because it's going to come in the future, but Hainu could go shalom mesa ben b'chai ha'av. So that only works if the father had died, the grandfather had died first. So then if he sold it, he eventually gets it, and now the kinyan could kick in. Elash and also lo damim go debshmei sa'av. They just paid for it before the father died. But here, Avo kishnafu lo kshu goseis, but if he only gets it when he is a goseis, for example, we had earlier, even Rabbi Meir agrees to that. Ein adam makne adavar she comes to his property, to his rishus, only when he's a goseis. Dafilu Rabbi Meir d'amar adam makne adavar she lo bala olam. Lo mahani midi liknos benachasim kishu goseis. So here too, he didn't even get it when he was a goseis. He died first. Right? So what's the problem? Why does the Gemara say, according to this pshat, this is kasha b'dinim amanus? I don't understand. It's not kasha. It's very understandable why the grandson should be able to take it. The father had no rights to sell it. So there are various suggestions given by the Rishonim to try to figure this out. Tosfos quotes, in the first pshat, Pirush Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Meir, he quotes the Rivam, Devadai HaMecher Eino Mecher. For sure, you're right. The Mecher is not a Mecher, and the property goes back, and the son, and the grandson can take it. Ella le'enyin chazaras ma'os ayri hacha. We're talking here about paying the lukuchos back. Shebino motzi ashibud shahaya lahem lukuchos min adin mehem. This grandson could take the money, but now the issue is about the payment. Ki'en lema filu shibishiba karka. Well, if he's any, that's so it relates to the hachzaras hamos. But either way, what's important from Tosfos is that we're not talking about the karka itself. That for sure goes back. Or later on in the Tosfos, the second to last skinny line, all the way at the bottom, maybe it's talking about the chasim that the father already gave to the son when he was still alive. Maybe he gave him some property, mehayomu la'acharisa. About Kenyan, he already gave him a Kenyan aguf, even though he kept the Kenyan papers. Okay, that makes it a little more palatable, even though it doesn't say that in the Gemara. The tour here quotes, he sold it because he was just getting ready for, burial preparations ready for when his father would die. So he was selling it to Tzorach the father, so maybe there also, there's more flexibility in terms of what his rights are. But either way, that is number one suggestion, what the pshat of the Gemara is, and the difficulty. Continues the Gemara now. Umay kushya, is this really something that is difficult? So the Rishonim asked one question, so the Gemara is going to ask another question. Is this difficult that the grandson could take the property away from the Lakuchos after his father had sold it before it came to his father's rishus from the grandfather? But my kushya, why is that difficult? Dilma matzi amar mikoach avua da'aba kasina. But why not? Maybe we should say that a grandson directly gets Yerusha from the grandfather. Mikoach avua da'aba kasina. And therefore, says the Gemara, he should be able to take it straight, and there shouldn't be a problem with his taking it. Rashbam, Dilma, second line. Dilma d'amarlu Chanoch ben Ruvain mikoach Yaakov. I got the names from the Rashbam. Maybe Chanoch from Yaakov could say, Tehu avua da'aba kasina. I'm coming from my grandfather, d'bnei banim, hare henke banim. Grandchildren are like children, right, in many different areas. In Hilchos Yibum, in Hilchos Kibud Avaim, we've discussed that the Shulchan Aruch discusses Kibud Avaim for a grandfather. So B'nei Banim, that's based on our Rashi in the end of Breishis. There's a Maharik, we discussed it a couple of weeks ago, whether that's true, but Yaakov Avinu only mentions his father, not his grandfather, when he's giving karbanos, v'chihechi, continuing the Rashbam, de'ru'uvein avi hayachol yiroshes Yaakov aviv, just like my father would have yarshed my grandfather, ilu hayachai achrei mos aviv, if he would have outlived my grandfather, kachani yoreshes Yaakov, b'gzeres hakasev. So too, I'm getting it straight from Yaakov, v'lo mikoch ruvein avi ani yoresh. I'm not going through my father. I'm going straight from my grandfather. V'ein b'nechasim halalu shum z'chus l'ruvein. And my father Reuven had no zchus. Umechiras alav klumu. So it's similar to what the Rishonim just asked, but it's a more fundamental formulation of the question. And he's saying, maybe Yerusha, I'm going straight for my grandfather. I'm not going through. Which is a question that we've dealt with in the 8th parak about many different contexts of Yerusha. When do you say it's mishmush, it goes through the person who died? When do you say it's straight from the person who just died? So that says the Gemara. So maybe that's why he's able to take it. And Tate, I'll prove it to you that sometimes this is true. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tachas avosecha yu banecha, right, which means beferish, in place of your fathers will be your children, talking to the middle generation. So that means grandsons could go straight from the grandfather, tishisemo l'sarim b'chal ha'aretz, they will be placed as princes throughout the land. So you see, Tachas avosecha yu banecha, that grandchildren could go straight in the place of the grandparents. And therefore, it should all be, it shouldn't be a problem that the grandson is taking it. So why is this kasha b'dinei mamonos? And because it's not kasha, it must be we have to come up with a different pshat. This principle of tachas avosecha yu banecha, there's a machlokas we've shown him here, whether that applies to all relatives could say that. Let's say it's three stages from the original, the Morish that just died is two steps away. So could the Yoresh now always say Takas Avazecha Yibanecha? The Avramah here says yes. It could apply by all different their relatives. And others, the Ravid here, the Chizim Kubetz says no, Dafka, grandson and grandfather. Dafka, the literal meaning of the Pasuk of Takas Avazecha Yibanecha, but not all relatives. There's a special din by a grandson of, like we said, Kara Davua, Kara Desaba, that's what you would say. Okay, so one didn't work. Now let's go to number two. Ela Ikasha, Hakasha. So fine. If you want to come up with a pshat that is difficult, so let's say it is the following case. Number two is Ela Ikasha Akasha. Ben Bechor Shemachar Chelik Bechor Bechai Aviv. So it's not that a son just sold the property he was going to get, but the firstborn, the Ben Bechor Shemachar Chelik Bechor Bechai Aviv, he sells his firstborn rights, Vameis Bechai Aviv, and then he dies before his father. So he, the Bechor, never was able to Yarshin. And it was all ra'uy, as we've said. Ein b'char no tov ra'uy kibam uchzak, as we'll see. B'no motzi b'ana l'kucho. So his son, the b'char's son, could be motzi from l'kuchos. That was the halacha that was given from Eretz Yisrael. And that's what's difficult. Why? Because again, they could tell him, avu amazvin ihu mafik. You are taking from what your father did, your father sold it. So if your father sold it, how could you just be undermining what your father did? And if you want to say it, well, why don't we have the same claim? Omar mikoach avu adav kasina. I'm coming directly from my grandfather, right? Mikoach avu adav. So we could tell him, no, that's a problem. If you're yarshining directly from your grandfather. Your grandfather's not a Bechor, your father was the Bechor. See, if you're getting directly from your grandfather, so then you shouldn't be getting a double portion. You shouldn't be able to take it from the Lekuchos. So your father never had it, and even if you want to say, oh, I'm just going straight from my grandfather, so my father never had the rights, so then you shouldn't be able to get it either. Because your grandfather's not a Bechor, only your father was the Bechor. So that's the problem, in that, case of, that we understand now, that was Shalchu Mitam. Good. So the Gemara says again, no. Maybe there's no problem with understanding it. Maybe he could, as we might say, have his cake and eat it too. Maybe he could use both powers, his grandfather and his father. Umay Kushya suggests the Gemara. Dilma Matzi Amar, Mikoach Avua Da'aba Ka'asina, Ubimakamav Ka'amina. I'm getting it straight from my grandfather, but I could still be looked at as standing in the place of my father. Whatever the Rashbam here says, that maybe it could all be understood as binos slavchad. If we look in the Rashbam, in the Ela Ikasha Hakasha, he says, Bachanochu motzi b'yad alakuchos, chelek b'chores ruvein aviv, v'notol la'atzmo, kilo l'macha ruvein. Right, again, as we said, as if the father never had rights to sell it, shachanoch yorish chelek b'chores aviv, b'nichzei zikno aviv, v'yavo b'shemesa b'chor b'chai aviv, even if the b'chor died. Kiditznan, as we learned in the 8th Perek. Benot Slavcha, not Lushlosha Chalakim, as we know the Mishnah there. Second Mishnah there in the Perek. The Benot Slavcha took three portions in Eretz Yisrael. Chelek Shahaya Ro'i Le'avihen Shahaya Miyotzi Mitzrayim. The Chelek that was going to go to their father had died, Slavcha, Vishahaya Bechor, and he was the Bechor, and therefore he took the double portion, even though he had Chalko, right, the Bachi is in. The Chalko, Mecha, Benichse, Chefer, Shei, Bechor, no, Dobeis, Chalakim. And therefore, even though he had died, they're gonna get the double portion. And we said, isn't that Roy? No, Eretz Yisrael is Muchsak, Me Avoseinu. Okay, but either way, the Gemara says, so again, we have a problem. It's not so difficult to understand why the grandchildren would be able to take it from the Lekuchos. So, we gotta try again. Third pshat of what exactly is the case in that was Shalchu Mitam. And it's a balance. We have to have some type of case that's understandable a little bit, but we find difficulty with. That's what we're trying to come up with. So try number three. Ela Ikasha Hakasha. Totally different type of case. Right? We're not talking about grandchildren anymore. The following case. Hayo Yodea Lo Edis Bishtar. Achlo Nase Gazlon. Vinase Gazlon. Somebody knows Edis Bishtar. He's a witness. And when he testified about the whatever was in the shtar, he was a kosher witness. But then he became a gazlan. Right? Achlo nasa gazlan, he became a gazlan. The nasa gazlan So what is the halacha? Ruve testifies that he's chasum on the star, and then he becomes a gazar. He's zifsala edus. Rashi quotes the pasuk: Al tashes yatcha im rasha lios eid chamas. Right, Rashbam is already alluding to an eid chamas. We know there are different categories of eidim psulim. Different categories. The Rambam in Hilchas Eidus even discusses that there are 10 categories of Eidim Sulam. The Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchas Eidus starts off, Asara mine paslanusheim. There are 10 types of psul. And if anybody has any one of them, so they're all puzzle. The Rambam lifts off. This is classic Rambam, unbelievable categorization, taking Gemaras throughout Sanhedrin and throughout Shavuos and elsewhere and classifying. So the Rambam here says, who are the psulim la'edus? Nashim, avadim, tanim, shotim, cherishim, sumim, rishaim. Right, rishaim, what does that mean? Bizuyim, krovim. We're going to talk about two of those today. Vahanogin be'edusan hare'elu asara. So those are the 10, and then the Rambam goes through the next two prakim, describing each of these 10. Obviously, women, we know, pasal edus, apishnayim edim, lashon zakar, lo lashon akeva. That he goes through avadim, midaraisa, and ketanim. We discussed that a couple of days ago. Remember, we had the fascinating suggestion of the Rabbi Chanan that maybe ketanim should be good for edei kiyum, even if they're not good for a debirer. And then we said, kamash v'la not, but that was his suggestion. And the Rambam says, afilo haya hakata navon v'chacham. Even if he's a very smart child, how are you pasul? He's pasul. We don't accept his testimony. And then the Rambam goes through shote and cheresh v'chulu. But in the next parak, in parak yud, the Rambam talks about the concept of a rasha. Who is a rasha that is pasul la'edus? Harisham psulam la'edus ben haTorah. That's what we're talking about in our Gemara. As the Rashbam quotes, Al tashis yatchem rasha lios eid chamas. So what's a rasha? Says the Rambam. Harisham psulam la'edus ben haTorah. Shenemar al tashis yatchem rasha lios eid chamas. V'pi shmuel lamdu al tashis rasha eid. V'yafilu eid kasher sheyada b'chaveru shehu rasha. V'ena layana makirim risho. Even if I'm kosher, but the person I'm testifying with is a rasha, asur lo lahadimo, I cannot testify with him. Ava bishi edus emes, even though I know what I'm saying is true, I'm not allowed to be mitzareif with an aid rasha. What is a rasha? So the Rambam says that in Alcha Beis, ezehu rasha. Call me sha'avar avera shechayavan aleha malchus hariz a rasha upasal edus. That's the Rambam's definition, based on the Mishnah and based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Anyone who violates consistently an Aveira that's Chayav Malkus, or worse, that's halachically a Rasha. Sharei HaTorah kara lemechuyav Malkus Rasha, as the Pasuk says in Kiseitse, v'hayim bin hakotz Rasha. V'ein tzarach lomar lemechuyav Mises Bezdin, shehu pasul. So that is the Rambam in category one. But then the Rambam adds, which we're trying to get to our case. This is our case now. Halacha Dalin. The od yesham rishayim shem psulim la'edus avay shem b'nei tashlumin v'ena b'nei malchus. There are some rishayim that, for technical reasons, they're not chayim malchus. So they didn't have aveira, but it's a lava nitak lase, it's a lava nitak latashlumin, and therefore you're not going to be chayim malchus. Hoel v'lokin mamon she'enu shalahem. If somebody takes someone else's money illegally, they're pasul also. Even though they're not chayim malchus, because they just have to return the money, it's a lav she l'nita l'tashlumin, but that's also a rasha. Shene'amar ki yakum eid chamas. That's called an eid chamas. Kigon ha-ganavim v'ha-chamsonim. Ava b'shehechzir har v'yapasul la'edis v'yishaganav o gazal. Or an eid zomim, or a malve beribis. Or even if somebody violates Gezel Durabanan, right, all of these, or a moches, or mafricheyonim, socharei shvius, right, all of the money averis, those are called a rasha dechamas, according to the Rambam, and that is in the category of an aid rasha that is possible. So that's the suggestion here given in our Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. So what's the case? Hayodea lo aidis pishtar, achlo nase gazlon. Somebody testifies when he's kosher, v'nase gazlon, and he becomes a gazlon. So hu eino meid al ksav yado, by kiyum ashtar. So he cannot testify about his own signature, because now he's pasul, he's a gazlan. He's not kosher le'edus. Aval acherim me'idin. But others can testify about his signature. So that's the case here, where others are going to testify, and then the person is going to be able to be motzi. So the Gemara says, the chiddush is, hashta iyolo mehem and achridi mehemni. This is a case where a baldover himself, the person himself, will not be believed about his signature because he's a gazlan, but others would be able to be believed about his signature. And that's what's mechudash. That was the shalchobitam that others are going to be able to testify about his signature, even though he won't. And that's unusual, because usually you would think if a person won't be believed, so people testifying about him, they won't be believed either. But that's the Chiddush, and that's the Kasha Shebedinim Amanis. So the Gemara again says, is that really so difficult to understand? My Kushya, Dilma, Kigon Shehuchza, Ksav Yadu Bebezdin. Maybe the case is where, no, it's not testifying now about his signature. Really, there was already a henpik, which was the seal that Bezdin already did Kiyam Ashtar before he stole, before he was a Gazlan. Now Edom are testifying about those signatures on the henpik. Right, that's what Rashbam says on the wide line. Hulksak behenfik bebezdin, beterme yoso gazlun. And therefore there's no problem of iulo mehemi, achrini mehemni, because these others are testifying on their signatures and not on his signatures. So again we say that maybe that's not the case. That was sent, shalchu mitam, and therefore we have to go again to another suggestion. Number four, if we are keeping track. So el ikasha, ha kasha. What about the following case? Hayodeh lo edis b'shtar, ad shlo tipa lo b'yerusha. We're getting away from psulim, but we're getting now into another case. Right? He knows edis b'shtar, ad shlo tipa lo b'yerusha, before he gets a b'yerusha, who eno yachol akayim ksav yado, so he cannot be makayim his own ksav yad, because of the Yerusha. But others can be Mekayim, his Ksav Yad, similar type of case. So the Gemara says, Umay Kushya Dilma Hachanam, he goes, Yuchza Ksav Yad Bebezdin. Again, maybe it all happened earlier. So again, we don't still have a case. Let's go to the last one, which is a similar case. El Ikasha Hakasha. Hayodeh lo be'edus Ashlo Nase Chasano. Vanasa Chasano. Not that he became Puzzle. Not that he got Yerusha. But he became related. Somebody testified, I know Edus about you, and then all of a sudden, I married into your family. So I can't testify about you, for you anymore. Because now I'm related to you. So, Achelo Nasa Chasano, he knew the Edus for Nasa Chasano, and now he's a son-in-law, who ain't no made on Ksav Yad. So he cannot be made on his Ksav Yad. But others can be made. And the Chiddush is that, Hulo Mehemni, Achrini Mehemni, that's what's unusual, that he cannot be believed because he is a relative, but others can be believed in this case. Says the Gemara, we'll make a comment, but let's just do one more line, V'chitema Achanami, and if you want to say, well, maybe here too, they're not really testifying about his signatures, Kocha Hufzak Savyadab Abezdin, really, his signature was already Mekuyam before he became the relative. And now they're just testifying about their own signatures on the handpick. But if I'm Rav Yossi Bar Menyomi, I'm Rav Nachman, Aval Bishalo Uksak Sav Yadav Bebezdin. We have a Mesorah from Rav Nachman that this applies even if their signatures were not, if his signature was on Uksak Bebezdin. So at this stage, we have a suggestion. The case is where he becomes a relative in the middle, and the Chiddush is, why is this Kasha B'dinim Amanis? Because he wouldn't be able to be believed, because he's a relative, while others would be able to be believed about his signature. What do you see from this Gemara? There's an interesting machlok, as we've shown him elsewhere. Are relatives believed by Kiyam Shtaros? We know that Kiyam Shtaros is a Din D'Rabbanan, to be, as we discussed a couple of days ago, that Midah Raisa, Shtaros Kosher. Edim on their own shtar or commission echkere do some abezdin. We don't have to verify the shtar. Midrabbana, we require edim to compare the signatures or to have the edim come themselves. Are we allowed to use relatives of the malve and the love in this for these cases? Fine, you can't use relatives of the edim maybe. What about relatives of the malve and the love? So that is the machlokas we've shown him. The Rashba in Meseches Gittin on Daf Hei says that one would be able to. After all, it's only a dinter rabbanon anyway. It's a tzorach derabbanon. Says the Rashba there in the beginning of Gittin. Nira liba halacha tahacha filu akrovim ksheirim umitztarfim. Even krovim can be kasher. Lefisha ani savur. I hold that filu ba'alma dine kiyim ve'ede kiyim. Afal pi shein krovim. Elu la elu ksherim kidmu chachacha. That he says that amarin b'drabanan ein nasadayin vein lachal kurva gedolam izu. Right, and even by ein nasadayin, we say by dinim drabanan, you don't have greater kurva than the person himself to himself. So there too says the Rashba, I think that krovim to the malve and to the love would be kasher for kiyam shtaros. And other rishonim argue. The ksos assumes that our gemara is a raya to one of the shitas. The Ksos is commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, who quotes Bodeus. The Shulchan Aruch and Sivin Mem Vav. Sivin Vav is Dini Halva. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yutes, Ede Kiyum Hakrovim Lamalve Velove Psulim V'yesh Bisham Achshir. So he quotes both days here in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ksos right here on Yesh Bisham Achshir, V'hiksha Achiyen Avon, my brother, the Kuntras Asvekos, my brother asked me on the Shita that says Kasher from our Gemara. So it's pretty clear from our Gemara that the son-in-law cannot testify. Because, you have to have other people testify. So it's Beferish Gemara against the Rashba. So Valinire, he says maybe the point here is that even when the person, the Rashba, says kasher, that doesn't mean by himself. It means with somebody else. In our Gemara, it's him by himself, and that's why it's puzzle. Even the Rashba that says it's kasher, doesn't mean kasher by himself, it means with others. Dafka be'echad kar ve'echad racho kudiyesh machshirin. Ava shneim krovim lo. And maybe that's what our Gemara is talking about, and that's how the Rashba could read our Gemara. And he goes through the next part, other Gemaras, but that is the suggestion of the Ksos. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara though, another problem. Where are we so far? We're good. We had this pshat of the psak that came from Eretz Yisrael, but we knew that it was somewhat of a chiddush, right? The difficulty was that the person himself would not be able to testify because he's related, even though other people would be able to testify. So the Gemara now says, 1 minute, I have another problem. Umay kusha, what's difficult about this? Dilma gzeiras melechi. It's an important shas line right here. Maybe it's a gzeiras hakasuv. You're telling me it doesn't make sense that the person cannot testify about himself even though others can? But maybe there's a good reason why he can't testify by himself. It's not a svara, which would then extend that if a person can't be believed about himself, others shouldn't be able to be believed. It's a gzeiras hakasuv, why a relative can't be believed. It's not because we're choshesh that he's going to lie. Right? This Gemara says beferish, right? There's a big chakira in the achronim. Why is a relative puzzle? Is it because of achshas sheker or is it gzeiras hakasuv? So the Gemara says the feirish here, gzeiras hakasuv. Right? It's not because we think he's going to lie. The lote ma'achik, if you don't say this, Moshe v'Aaron l'chosnam mishum delo mehemnihu. What Moshe and Aaron? We think they're going to lie. Moshe and Aaron will not be believed about their father-in-law, their son-in-law, their relatives. Moshe and Aaron. Ella, obviously, what's the pshat? Gzeres melechu. Shlo yeidu lahem. It's a gzeres akasuv that Moshe and Aaron wouldn't be able to testify for their relatives. So hachanami gzeres melechu. Shlo yod aksav yod lachasno. So too here. In general, all relatives cannot testify about their relatives because of a gzeres akasuv, not because of a svara. So what's the difficulty to say that they can't be believed while others can be believed about them? Okay, others can be believed. There's no kal v'chomer that we would say based on their not being believed. Because the only reason that they're not believed is because they are related. And it is gzeiras hakasuv, and even Moshe and Aaron wouldn't be believed. So this is, again, a big discussion in the Achronim. But this Gemara, at least, there are various Gemaras throughout Shas, but this Gemara, at least, seems to say that it is based on a gzeiras hakasuv. So we're stuck, again, with the problem. We're going to have to come up with a different shot of what the Shalchu Mitam was, what the Psak came from Eretz Yisrael was, and what exactly was the problem with that psak. Rabbi Elchanan here discusses, again, just one example as many others, in terms of this case of the relatives being pasul mitam gzeiras hakasuv here in Tafkuf Pei. Bahad Moshe Aaron Psulim Makshin. The Olam asks on this kasha, Nihi Nami Shem Psulim Leedus. Find Moshe Aaron pasul Leedus. They would be relatives testify together. Akati lehemnu mitoras Anan Sadi. But shouldn't they be believed based on Anan Sadi? What's Anan Sadi? It's obvious. It's as if we saw it. So if Moshe and Aaron tell us something, fine, they're technically relatives, and therefore they wouldn't be able to testify about their family members. But if they say it, would we know it's true? Would we know it's true if Moshe and Aaron say? Of course we would. So ask Rabbi Chanan, wouldn't that be enough? Devade inon mishakrin afilu yabulu kochale d'alma. Even if you give them all the money in the world, they're not going to lie. So why wouldn't we trust them? Answers the Rebbe Chanan, you're right. We would trust them in cases where we wouldn't need edus. But if we would need edus, even if we know it's obvious, right, still we wouldn't be able to testify. Right? So for example, nafkamina de inon bataras edus imu muchashim edim. What if other edim come and contradict? the anansadi lo mahani neged edim. Right? If it's formal edus, even if you're Moshe and Aaron, right, it's not going to be able to be a guest. Od after the nafkamina le'inyan edus lekiyama davar bekidushin. The anansadi lo mahani lezed shetzorach edim dafka. If Moshe and Aaron tell us that we know for sure that these two people got married, it's still not going to be good enough if they weren't edim there. If they're not edim lekiyama, even if they were there. But edim lekiyama davar, they can't be related to each other. So even if we know they're not lying, if you need edus in a certain context, so it won't help me that it's Moshe and Aaron. V'davar zeh eino bar kol kach, zapar v'chulu. That's Rabbi Chanan there in the Kovetz Shirim. Rabbi Chanan also discusses in the Kovetz Ha'aris in Kuv Zayin Tess. Rabbi Chanan discusses there cases where also where we would need edus, even though we know for sure that it is, it is true. Let me just find exactly where this is. Rabbi Chanan says this here in the Hine Tosfos at Gittin. Hevi Raya, the Avagav Shadavar MS, Ein Lasos Elevatus Kasher, the Chenir Meir Sof Perak Bishabes. This is the case that's quoted. The Gemara says Moshe and Aaron wouldn't be accepted. The Chen Bahabi. Here he adds what we had earlier in the eighth parak, Ein Eid Nasadayin Kishiro Balayla. What if somebody sees it at night? He's an aid, he sees it. He still can't be a dying because he can't testify at that moment. He becomes an aid, and therefore aid a nasadayin. Afsha maisi adulahem. Sherau ba'atzman mikomako me dusan psula. The aid is possible. Or the Rambam quotes in Pirush Mishnayis and Sanhedrin. Aidus navi sheyomar lo shenota lo binevua lo mahanya. Okay, in all of these cases, it's not just about knowing, it's about formal edus. Aval dar sarach biur, Rabbi Chanan says. Tal be edus mamon lo ibisadi elo shakri, v'kiva shamaisa emes, ma'ichba lanche edem psulim. V'tzarach lomer din achinami, dim yotziu mamon be edus psula, eina mamon gezel biyada motzi, im kami shmaya galya she edus emes. Wow. By dina mamonis, even if you would require edus, you're not supposed to act upon it, but if you did, it could be that mitzad Hashem in Shemayim, it's not stealing. Ava mikamaka miki yisura al bezdin ladun meidus psula. You can move a reish perek shvuas eidus on daflamid v'chulu. Either way, this is an important discussion of even if we would know something, obviously that might not be good enough. Sometimes we need eidus, and Moshe and Aaron cannot testify about eidus as well. The Torah quotes other ayahs in Siman Lamed Gimel that it's a Xeris Akasiv, Krovim. For example, he says, we don't trust a Karov even to testify against the relative. Right? If it's all a Chash Sheker, you might think, oh, he's always going to be good for the relative. But what if he testifies against the relative? So you might say there he should be believed. The answer is no. You don't believe him at all. You don't believe him at all because he is a relative. Or, right, what about a good friend? We would trust a good friend. Right? Even though maybe there's a Chash Sheker. A good friend is also like a relative. So no, he's not a relative. He's going to be kosher. So this Gemara is pretty clear in terms of Xeris HaKasav. Okay, there's a lot more, but we'll continue. So the Gemara now goes through third to last line. Ela la'olam kidamina meikara. Go back to number one. Right, we had five suggestions. Let's go back to number one, which we had all the way at the top of our daf. Right, what was number one? Where you have a Reuven sold properly before it was his. Reuven died, then Yaakov died. Now Chanoch, Reuven's son, is being motzi from the Kuchos. So that was the suggestion. Lo olam kedabrina meikara. Uzak akasha lecha. And that which we had asked, takas avasecha yubanecha. Maybe he could say what he mean. He'll say, I'm getting it directly from my grandfather. So wouldn't that be a good claim? And that's why he could take it from Lakuchos. Hahu bibracha ksiv. That's not a basis for a halacha. That's a nice bracha that grandchildren take the place of their grandparents. Look at the bottom Rashbam. Shat tzadikim yeshlem banim ubnei banim liyarsham. It's a bracha that they're going to have these descendants. But it's not the basis for a halacha. And therefore, that's not a claim that the grandchild could have. And so we still have it as a chiddush that the father did something and the grandson is undermining what the father did. So that's the pshat of the shalchu mitam. Says the Gemara, Mima says, Amid bebracha tziv. Is that really true? Takas of asecha yubanecha is purely bracha. It's not a basis for any halacha. Avale inyan dina lo. But it's not teaching me anything about halacha. Vatanya. But what do you mean? What is this amid been here for? Because of the following line. Vatanya. But we learned earlier Nafal, really, it's Tanan, it's the Mishnah. But Tanan, see, the Sarda changes it. Vata Nafal Abayis Alav Alaviv, Alav Almal Risha, back in the Mishnah that we had earlier, Kufnun Zayin, if the house falls on a person and his father, or a person or other Morishim of his. Vahaisa Alav Ksubas Yishu Balchov, and he has other obligations that he has to pay. Who died first? Yarshe Ha'av Omrim, the Yarshim of the father say, Haben Meis Rishon, Yachakach Meis Ha'av, the son died first. The father Yarshim the son, and now everything belongs to us. We're the Yarshim of the relatives of the father. Ubal Chov Omer, no. The Bal Chov of the son says, Ha'av Meis Rishon, Yachakach Meis Ha'ben. The father died, now the son got it, and then the son died, so it's our money. What does the Mishnah say there? There's a machlokes, right, back on, what the halacha is, and how we split it, right? That was the first case, and the, Mishnah said, Beis Shammai says Yachloku, and Beis Hillel says Nechasim, Bichezka son. So now the Gemara says, who are the Yarshim involved there? So the Gemara is going to suggest, maybe it's similar to our type of case. My lav, Yarshe ha'av, b'nei. Yarshe Ha'av means really the grandchildren, the son of the one who died with the father. That's what B'nai here means. Isn't that what we're talking about? We're talking about his grandchildren. Morishav Achi and the other Morishin are talking about his brothers. And if that's true, V'isalka daidach lo matzi amar mikoach avua da'abaka asina. V'chiksiv ta'akadav azecha yibanecha bibrachaksiv. And if you want to tell me that the tachavosecha yubanecha, that principle of grandchildren getting it directly from the grandfather, is not the basis for a halacha. It's only the basis for a bracha, right? It's a nice hashkafic pasuk that David HaMelech is telling us, but it's not the basis for a halacha. Then we have difficulty in our Mishnah. Ki meis haben v'yachakach meis ha'av. So in our case, according to their suggestion, even if the son dies earlier, my have, but still, the grandsons who are coming, right, we think the Yarshi Ha'av are the grandsons, they shouldn't be able to have a claim at all. Ne'emalahu, Balchov, Yerusha Zavuon, Kashakilna. They should say, well, it's going through your father to you, so we're getting it anyway. So whether the father died first or the son died first, the Balichovos should win, because it goes through the father. Unless you say, the only way to understand the Mishnah, the Gemara suggesting, is if you say, Tachas Avosecha Yubanecha, that the grandchildren could say, no, we're getting it straight from the grandfather. So you, Balechobos of our father, never get it. If we're getting it straight from the grandfather, it never went to our father. So that's the Gemara suggestion. You see from that Mishnah that it's the basis for a halacha and not just a bracha. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe we can understand that Mishnah differently. Lo, Yarshe Ha'av, Yarshe Ha'av are not the grandchildren. So it's nothing to do with our case. Yarshe Ha'av Echav. The Yarshe Ha'av are the brothers of the Niftar. Morishav Achid Avua, his uncles. Right, so therefore, you could come up with a case that's nothing to do with grandchildren, and therefore, we salvaged our last pshat of the Shalchu Mita. Good. We continue. Boy, mine, Meir of Sheshes. A lot of what we're about to see, till the end of the parak, was quoted earlier. The first part wasn't exactly quoted verbatim, and the later part was. But now let's just go straight. Boy, mine, Meir of Sheshes. Ben, Maoshi, Yarashes, Imo, Bekever, Lahan, Chalachim, and Av. Right, we had this question earlier. Could a son yarshin his mother, Bekever? What does that mean? A son usually yarshins the mother. What happened if the son dies first? The son died, and then the mother died. What about the son's paternal brothers? Could they get this Yerusha? Could it go from the mother to the dead son to the paternal brothers of the dead son? Does that work? Could a son yarshin his mother bekever when he, the son, is bekever to be manchalachim in ha'av? So amar lu Rav Sheshes, tani tua, no. The answer is no. We learned it in a braisa. Ha'av shenishba v'meis. Beno b'medina uben shenishba v'meis ave b'medina. We have a case, right, where a father or a son was taken captive, and they died, and the person here also died. So we don't know who died first. That's the issue. The father or the son. We don't know who died first. Yarshe Ha'av, Yarshe Ha'ben, Yachloku. So it's split. The Yarshim of the father and the son, assuming they're different. So Eichidami. So what's the case under discussion here in this Braisa? Ilei Mekedektani, if it's as it said, it's a regular father and a son. Hey Ninu Yarshe Ha'av, Hey Ninu Yarshe Ha'ben. They're the same people. They're the same people if it's just a father and a son. So, Elolav Hachigamar, what must be the case that there's another generation involved? Av Shenishba Vameis Ben Bito Bimedina. Or Ben Shenishba, the Bach takes out that word, Umeis Avi Imo Bimedina. Right? It's a grandfather V'lo yadina neiminah mizbereish, and you don't know who died first. So that's the case, Yershi Av, Yershi Aben Yachloku. And then you split it. So the Gemara says, V'im Isa, and if you say that the son Yarshins Bekever, Nehi Nami de Ben Meis Beresha, in the second case, Lirse Lavua Deime Bekivre, V'lirsidu Lachum and Avua. If you say that a son Yarshins Bekever, the second case here isn't exactly that. So if the son, even if the son died first, his relatives should get it. So Ela must be that it's not true. Ela shvamina ena ben yarshizimo bekever lachal achim me'av. If the son dies first, he does not yarshin the mother bekever. That must be the halacha. Period. Amalei Ravacha bar minyomi la'abaya. Avanana mitarina. We also learned it earlier in the Mishnah again, which we had already. Nafal abayas alav alimo elavei lamoda shiachloku. Again, the machlokas is between his relatives and his mother's relatives. For 1 minute, if you say that Ben Yarshins, even if he dies first, so his relatives should get it. So v'emisa nehi nami de Ben Meis Bereisha. Even if you want to say the son died first, lerse le'imei bekivrei, let him yarshin his mother through his kever v'lersu inu lachim yavua, and he should give it to his paternal brothers. The exact case that we're asking. Elam lav shvamina ena Ben Yarshizim bekever lahanchil lachim naav shvamina. It must not be true. It must be that the son doesn't yarshin if he dies first. But time am I. So now that we know that's true, but what's the source for it? What's the svara? So Amar Abaye as follows. Nem resiva baben and nem resiva babal. We compare the Yerusha of a son and the Yerusha of a husband. Masiva ha amura babal. Just like a husband's Yerusha. Ein abal yoris is yishto bakever. The husband does not yarshin his wife if he, the husband, died first. Period. So this Gemara, interestingly, you read this Gemara, you don't think it's so significant or important. You think it's about Yerushas HaBen Yarshin Bekever. But it's interesting, what's the model that's brought here for Yerushas HaBen? Which is a Din D'Oraisa, Yerushas HaBal. That's the model being brought. There is a machlokes, we know, machlokes in the Gemara, and a machlokes Rishonim. We had it yesterday, or 2 days ago. Yerushas HaBal. Is that a Din D'Oraisa, or is Yerushas HaBal a Din D'Rabbanan? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlas, the Rambam holds it's D'Rabbanan. The Rambam holds, so Isha eni yereshes as Baal aklau. A wife does not yarshin the husband. V'yabal yoresh is kol nechse ishto, midivrei sofrim. The Rambam paskins Yerushas HaBal is D'Rabbanan. Even if the wife is asura ala v'chulu. Says the Ravid, eni mode bazeh. I do not agree that Yerushas HaBal is D'Rabbanan. What's his raya in Shas? That Yerushas HaBal is D'Oraisa? Mishmaitza Basra de Mishames. Wow. From the last Amud in Mishames, the Gemara that we just read. Our Gemara isn't even directly about Yerushas HaBal. We're just bringing Yerushas HaBal as a model for Yerushas HaBen. But Yerushas HaBen is D'Oraisa. So Yerushas HaBal obviously has to be a D'Oraisa model, says the Ravid. V'shar Rayos Amaris Hefechze in Lemamida. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. The Magen Mishnah here notes, the Magen Mishnah says, Yerushas HaBal is Durabban, according to the Rambam, and then he quotes our Gemara, and he tries to work it out. Right? He tries to work it out from our Gemara. It's a little difficult. Try to figure out exactly the Ar Sameach here also on the Rambam. Tries to work very hard to figure out how you can understand this Gemara as a model, even if it's only Durabbanan, for the Din D'Oraisa of that the Gemara is trying to figure out. Okay, period. The next 10 lines we had verbatim way back on Daf Lamed, so we'll just read them again, but we had them all earlier. Hodar le'lachavre, nichsei, what is this here for? Again, we have a suffix about where the property should go, similar to these last Mishnais. Hodar le'lachavre, nichsei, the Barsisin, mezamnina lecha, I'm selling you all the property that I bought from Barsisin. And he bought a lot of property from Barsisin, but there's one property that he didn't buy from Barsisin, but it's called Barsisin property. So is that included? Havichada aradavi mikri debay barsisin. There's one property that's called that, but he didn't get it from him. So amarle halav debay barsisin he. The seller says that wasn't included. Vikruyu de mikri debay barsisin. It's just called debay barsisin, but I didn't mean to include that in the sale. Asla kavid Rav Nachman. Ukma biyavdo lokeach. Rav Nachman, they went in front of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said the buyer could keep it. The buyer can have it because it's barsisin's. Even though you didn't sell it, you didn't buy it from him, it's still included. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Rav says, why? Dina hachi. Amotze bechaver, lo varaya. What do you mean? Muchzak. The mocher is muchzak. So therefore the mocher gets to keep it unless the lokeach brings a raya, that it would be included. One story. V'rami derava derava, derav nachman derav nachman. The following story is exact opposite shitas. Dahuda amalei lechavri ma'abos by besa. Somebody says to their friend, what are you doing in my house? You're squatting. Amalei minach zavinte, v'achash nechazaka. I've been here for 3 years. Chesas gimel shanim. I've been here for 3 years, right? Way back, hearkening back to the third parak. Amar Lei, he says, no. Ana b'shkuni gavai havi. I've been living in the inner room. You're right, you've been living in the outer room, but I've been living in the inner room and passing through here, and that was basically my mecha'a. That was my protest. I didn't think I have to say anything more. I've been living here too. Aslakami Rav Nachman, Amar Lei, Rav Nachman says, Zil barar achilascha. He says, go, be mevarer your claim, and if you can't, it goes to the, it goes back to the Marakama. Right, meaning the person who's squatting has to prove, or else he has to give it back. That's what Rav Nachman says here. And I'm a lay Rav Lord of Nachman. Dina achia, mazrek Rav Lavaraya. Rav says, no, the person who's squatting could keep it. So 1 second, that's a stira. Here Rav says, the one that's squatting could keep it. Earlier he says, no, it goes to the mocher. And Rav Nachman says the opposite. Kasha de Rav ad Rav, de Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman. Right, we have a problem. Whether you go by the machzik or you go by the marakama. So the Rava lo kasha, Rava, there's no stira, hacha, mocher koi benichse. Rava, there's no stira, he's just going by the muchsak in each case. By the first case, the mocher is the one that's muchsak in the Beibar season. You want to prove that it was included? Tough luck, I'm keeping it. I'm the muchsak. Hasam, lokea koi benichse. But over there, the one who's squatting, he's the muchsak. That's why he gets to keep it. You go by the mufsak. To Rav Nachman, to Rav Nachman lo kasha. There's a star for each of Rav Nachman's psakim. Ha, ha, kiva to amar le de bebar sisin, u mikre de bebar sisin, ole de ramye, ligaluye, to lav de bebar sisin who. Right? Everybody calls this bar sisin. So, he said bar sisin in the sale, so of course it's included. Unless you can prove otherwise. Ha, ha, but in the second case, lo yehe al de nakit shtara. Well, what if the squatter had a star? He would also have to prove that he's right. Milo Amrina like Kaim Shtarif Vekum and Ifsei. You have to prove that the star is correct with Kiyim Shtaris. So here too, your squatting is no better than a star. So he says, you have to prove that he sold it to you, and then you would be able to live there. Again, there's a lot more here, but we'll stop. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we pick up, next time we pick up with the beginning of Get Pashit. Again, we'll put it up from the last cycle, tomorrow's daf, and Hashem will pick up with the next daf, after that. Okay, again, we'll stop here, and again, today's shiur is sponsored, by the Orlinsky family, and, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rachel Lea, Bas, Usher, Chaim, HaKohen, and also sponsored, Le'ilu Nishmas, Avram Chaim, Ben Ruvein Peretz, the Neshamos should have an Aliyah.